to dance under sparkling lights. Written by Cricket Nation Rise and read by Chaos Cure.
You're moving to Maine?
Correction. I already moved to Maine, Nursey admits. He tries not to look at all the boxes piled up in the living room. Too intimidating.
I didn't realize your breakup was that bad,
Chowder says softly. There's no accusation in his voice. If anything, he sounds guilty for not knowing, but the words still make him feel like the worst sort of person. I didn't want you to know.
I would have flown down.
See, seriously, I knew you had games, and my publisher was looking for someone to be our rep in that area anyway. Would I have taken the job if Chad hadn't cheated on me? Probably not. But he did. And I did. So here we are. There's a long pause while Chadder absorbs that. Nursey is just glad that his voice didn't shake.
Want me to send Tata and Holzer to his place next time we play the Rangers?
Chowder, you cannot send actual NHL defensemen after my ex-boyfriend.
They wouldn't hurt him. Match. More likely they'd just mess with his stuff. You remember how seriously they took pranking the rookies.
I appreciate the offer, but I really just want to move on.
Let me know if I can do anything, or if you just want to talk.
Will do. And hey, it's not that bad a trip to Boston, so I could come see you when you play the Bruins.
You better. I'll get you tickets.
There's another pause.
You're really okay up there?
I really am, he says, crossing his fingers that Chowder won't be able to tell he's lying through his teeth. Promise. He gets off the phone eventually, promising regular updates and stares mournfully around at the house he's renting. He sighs and goes over to Box Mountain when his stomach growls. Gleefully, he throws a coat on instead and heads into town. The boxes will have to wait until after he's found sustenance. The bell over the door jingles and Will almost drops the plate he's clearing when he glances up to see who's arrived. The guy is tall, probably right around his own height, with a jaw that he could cut himself on and a shoulder-to-waist ratio that should be illegal. The newcomer turns on the spot, looking around curiously, and Will barely manages to hold in a whimper. Only Biddy's husband fills out jeans better than whoever this guy is. He forces himself to look away and finish clearing the counter. He has a job to do, after all. He can't just stare at pretty customers all night. He'll probably get a table and Will won't have to talk to him at all. We'll be able to just send Caitlin over to... Hi, can I sit here? Or do I need to get a table? Apparently, his job is now to interact with pretty customers all night, because the universe hates him. Will clears his throat.
It's open seating, so here's fine. Can I get you something to drink?
Water. And a coffee, please. The tired smile he flashes Will makes his heart jump.
Coming right up. Our menu is just there, he adds, nodding at the wall-sized chalkboard that Lado decorated with a snowy wonderland last week.
Turning away is only a small relief, but he takes the chance to steady his breathing and brace himself for being so close to a guy who probably makes Adonis look ugly.
So, what brings you to town?
He asks, managing to sound almost normal as he pours the coffee. The guy ducks his head.
Is it that obvious that I'm not from around here? It's a small town, Will shrugs. Plus, it's about the time we start getting a bunch of tourists for the holidays.
Makes sense.
I assume you're local then? Born and raised. Can I ask you about the sign out front, then?
What about it?
He asks.
Just, this is very clearly a diner, and the sign says Point Dexter Hardware. What's the deal with that?
Ah, when my grandfather owned the place, it was a hardware store. When he died, my mom inherited it, turned it into a diner. She still wanted to honor him, so she kept the sign up. And it's not like I was gonna take it down, either.
That's sweet of you, Beth. You own it now?
Yeah. Ma retired a few years ago. I'm Will, he adds, impulsively sticking out a hand over the counter to shake.
Derek. But I go by Nancy when I'm not working, the guy says, returning the handshake. His hands are huge, the handshake firm but not crushing. It's really nice.
Will shakes himself out of it.
Nancy? Hockey nickname from college. At this point, more people know me by that name than by Derek, so I just lean into it.
Makes sense.
He hesitates before asking, but then relents. It's a normal question to ask. He really wants to know.
Are you passing through or staying for the holidays?
Neither. I actually just moved here.
Really? I didn't think that was a thing people did.
In Will's experience, people either leave this town young or never go further than a few miles from the house they grew up in before dying. Other than Biddy and Jack, he can't think of anyone else moving to town in the last 15 years.
Nancy shrugs. My boss wanted a rep in Maine, I wanted to leave New York, so here I am.
Will's only known the guy for 5 minutes, but he can already tell there's more to the situation behind the forced casualness Nancy is giving off. He decides not to push. He wants Nancy to come back, after all.
What kind of rep?
Book publishing. So I go around to the bookstores and get them to buy from our titles.
Cool. Welcome to town. Now, what can I get you, Nancy?
Nancy grins as the bell above the door to the diner gives out its customary tingle. 2 weeks into moving to Maine, Nancy is a regular at the diner. He'd come in even if the food sucked, just for a chance to watch Will in his element. Nancy's always glad for the eye candy, but it's probably for the best that the food is excellent. More nutritious, certainly. A deep inhale tells him that there's French onion soup today. He swings onto what he now thinks of as his stool and waits, soaking in the relaxed atmosphere of the place. There's a soft murmur from the other diners, the clink of cutlery, savoury aromas dancing in the air. His fingers twitch, automatically reaching for a pen, pencil, crayon, anything, desperate to capture the poetry of this moment on paper. His phone just isn't the same, not tactile enough to satisfy the itch of words inside him.
Hey, Nancy,
Will says absently, slipping behind the counter with his hands full of empty plates.
Hi,
he responds, automatic, his voice a bit strangled because sweet Cersei. Wells abandoned his customary full-buttoned flannel in favour of a white t-shirt that's just on the side of decency. And he can't look away from Will's arms. They're objectively perfect, covered in more freckles than his face, something that he didn't think was possible.
Nancy wipes the corner of his mouth hurriedly, relieved to not actually find drool. His fingers are twitching for a different reason than before.
A giant mug of coffee appears in front of him, and he startles and looks up into Will's amber eyes.
You take such good care of me, comes tumbling out of his mouth, too honest, too much.
Well, I want you to keep coming in, so.
Will shrugs with a blush.
Oh.
What can I get you to eat?
I'll have the French onion soup.
Coming up.
He sips his coffee, eyes tracking Will as he bustles around, letting the realization that he's got a crush on Will wash over him. Nursey knew he was attracted to Will, but he was unprepared for the depth of feelings so soon after being cheated on. He supposes it was inevitable. Will's hot and clearly comfortable running the diner and provides Nursey with life-giving caffeine. He never stood a chance. Nursey. S.O.S. Chowder. ? Nursey. Remember I told you about the guy who owns the diner? Chowder. The competent redhead? What about him? Nursey. I've got a crush. Chowder. This is the opposite of an S.O.S., also the opposite of a revelation. Nursey. What? Chowder. He's a competent redhead. Nursey, I can't believe it took you 2 whole weeks to realize. Nursey. Rude. He looks up from his phone for a moment and catches sight of Will squatting down to talk to a kid. For fuck's sake. Nursey. He's talking to a kid about trains, iron. I don't even want kids. Why is this hot? Chowder. AFJKLA:GFJHAAR. You're so fucked. Nursey. I can't believe I missed you. Chowder. So you know how I pulled my groin last game? Nursey. Yes. Fully Ikes, by the way. Why? Chowder. The coaches want to rest me until after the new year so I don't make it worse and fuck up our playoff chances. So I thought I could come visit for a while, like 2 weeks, including Christmas. If that's chill. Nursey. Yes. Holy shit. Really? Yes, obviously. Chowder. I'll email you my travel details. Can't wait to meet Will, BTW. Gonna tell him about the time you were stranded on the roof. Nursey. Yes. Is it too late to change my answer? Chowder. And the time you tripped up the stairs and took out like 4 potted plants. Nursey. Yes. Unsubscribe. Chowder. Halo emoji. Bad news. Nursey stumbles, looking up from his phone at the sound of his voice. Will motions to his phone. You were frowning at your text. Thought I'd make sure you're good. I'm good. Chris is just teasing me. Oh. Will's heart sinks. Of course. Half the time Nursey comes in, he's on his phone, texting his boyfriend. Between to-go cups and extra orders of fries, he'd pieced together some of their love story. Best friends who started dating in college, played on the same hockey team and even lived together for a while. But now Chris' job involves a lot of travel and weird hours. Nursey took the chance to come up here for a lower cost of living and Chris'll make this town his new home base. Their relationship is so wholesome and their communication is so healthy, it makes Will want to puke. The fact that it means he has no chance with Nursey has nothing to do with it, really. He pushes down his feelings and tries to change the subject. How's the book rep thing going? Pretty good. I'm gearing up to pitch our spring title, so lots of sitting on my couch reading right now. Your life sounds really hard, he teases. Oh yeah, total shit show, basically torture. But on a high note, Chris actually gets a pretty big break over the holidays this year, so he's gonna come here in a week and then stay with me for like 2 weeks. By some miracle, Will manages to keep his voice even as he forces out his congratulations. That'll be exciting for you. Yeah, it'll be great. Between his schedule and my move, I haven't got to see him in person in a few months. And he's my best friend, and I just really love the guy, you know? Texting and calls aren't the same. He sighs, wistful. Yeah, I get it. I think your soup's ready. Let me go grab it. Objectively, There's no reason Will should be this disappointed. Nessie is one of his customers. They are friends, and good ones, even, despite only meeting a couple of weeks ago. And Nessie's been dating Chris the entire time. It's not like it's a surprise that Chris was coming up here for the holidays. He delivers the soup to Nessie and turns away to wipe down the definitely already clean counter next to the cash register.
You watch hockey, right? I've seen you wearing Bruins gear before.
Will snorts, still not looking at Nessie.
I live in the middle of nowhere, Maine, where it gets dark at like 3 in the afternoon. Of course I watch hockey. I played hockey through college.
Really? What position?
Defense.
Hey, me too. If you'd gone to Samwell or I'd come to you, Maine, we might have been partners.
Yeah, maybe, he says, unable to keep a note of longing out of his voice. That would have been nice, convenient, even. Although that's assuming he would have managed to get his head out of his ass and admit he was into guys as well as girls sooner than the summer after his senior year. He clears his throat and glances at Nessie.
So, why did you want to know if I watch hockey?
Oh, because Chris is Chris Chow.
What?
Part of the goalie tandem for the Falconers?
What the fuck, Nessie?
Nessie just smirks.
I could have just surprised you with him when he got here, but that felt too mean.
Well, I appreciate the warning.
Anytime, Nessie says brightly, going back to his soup. Chris Chow. NHL player Christopher Chow. For fuck's sake. Will already didn't have a chance, but the universe just really wanted to bring that idea home.
Oh my god, are you NHL player Chris Chow?
Nurse says as soon as Chowder exits the cab.
It's an honor. I may faint.
He fans himself and bats his eyelashes, laughing when Chowder shoves him playfully.
Shut up, Nessie.
Chowder grabs him in a hug, and Nessie feels himself melt into it, tears in the corner of his eyes. It's been longer than normal since he's seen him, since before Chad cheated. And he didn't realize how much he's been missing Chowder's particular brand of physical affection.
It's so good to see you, Nessie mutters, clinging tight.
You too. Chowder pulls back first, a bright smile on his face.
Come on, show me my room, and then...
Nessie knows what he's getting at. You can't wait one day?
Absolutely not. We're going to the diner. I need to meet the guy who captured my best friend's heart.
You're a brat. But fine.
Will's diner is pretty dead right now, just Lado in the corner sketching. Nessie waves to her and tugs Chowder up to the counter. He's so focused on getting to the counter, eager to see Will, that he doesn't see Caitlin making her way to the kitchen. Chowder bangs straight into her, wrist ripping out of Nessie's grip. They both go down in a heap.
Oh shit, I'm so sorry. Nessie frets, trying to figure out how to help them.
Caitlin and Chow sit up, laughing and holding their heads.
Are you all right? Chowder asks her.
Nothing like a really graceful moment, right? Jokes Caitlin. Are you okay?
I'm all right. Here, let me help you up.
Chowder scrambles to his feet and reaches a hand down to help Caitlin. He's stronger than she's ready for, and she stumbles into his chest, still clutching his hand.
Easy there.
Sorry, she says, blushing faintly. I'm Caitlin Farmer.
Chris Chow.
He still hasn't let go of her hand.
You've got something in your hair. Hang on.
He takes his free hand and pulls a straw wrapper out. Thanks. Watching them from his stool, Nursey beams. Chad is already smitten, he can tell, and Caitlin doesn't seem that far behind. He's a fan of any reason for his best friend to come visit more, and a girlfriend would be a great reason. Chowder's growling stomach echoes in the nearly empty diner, and he blushes, finally letting go of her hand and stepping back. Right, sorry, we did come here because I was starving. Of course, give me just a second and I'll be right with you.
Will's not in?
Nursey can't help ask. No, he's taking 2 days off to help Biddy with the baking for the annual snowflake dance.
Oh.
Nursey slumps a little, disappointed. He was looking forward to Will and Chad meeting, and just seeing him again. He's being ridiculous. He just saw Will yesterday. He can survive without seeing him until the dance. He can. Can anyone go to the snowflake dance, or is it for locals only? Chad asks, watching Caitlin's face closely. Anyone can come? She pauses before visibly bracing herself against nerves. But would you like to go as my date?
I'd love to. It would be nice to get to know you when you're not on the clock,
he says, blush high on his cheeks. I'd like that too, says Caitlin, smiling wider than Nursey's ever seen her smile before. Chowder's stomach growls again, breaking the moment as they all giggle. Right then, Caitlin says, straightening up. What can I get you guys? Not that I'm not grateful for your help, hun, but what in the deep-fried hell are you doing here?
I just thought you could use a hand this year. You know, you work so hard.
William Jacob Poindexter, you haven't helped me make pies since I opened my own shop and didn't need to commandeer your diner anymore. Will splutters, knowing Biddy's got him banged to rights, but unwilling to admit it. All I'm saying is that baking to avoid your emotions is my area of expertise, and I'll not have you elbowing in on my market.
I'm not.
You know I'm right, so you might as well spill, sugar. Biddy says, in a tone that says he will brook no further nonsense from Will tonight. He brings the pie dough together with a sigh and a touch rougher than usual.
Nurse's boyfriend is in town.
Well, that's delightful. I know he's been excited about him getting a chance to come stay a while. Why has that driven you out of your own diner and into my kitchen?
His boyfriend is a goalie for the Providence Falconers, Chris Chow.
There's a wicked gleam in Biddy's eyes as he presses Will for more answers. Again, we knew this already. What happened? Was he rude to you?
I don't know, I haven't met him.
Will mumbles, ashamed. I didn't catch that. He sighs.
I don't know. I didn't meet him. I just told Caitlin you needed help with pies for these 2 days, and bolted before they showed up.
There's a heavy silence, broken only by the filling bubbling away on the stove and the wooden clatter of the rolling pin over uneven dough.
Well, that's just about the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Way to sugarcoat it, Bits.
Well.
No, I know I'm being ridiculous. I couldn't stand there and watch them be all in love and cute in my diner this close to Christmas. I just couldn't.
And this was yesterday?
Yeah. Caitlin was really good about it, totally willing to cover the diner yesterday and today. And I usually close early on the day of the dance anyway, so... He shrugs.
Carefully, Will rolls a perfectly flat pie crust onto the rolling pin and lays it in the waiting pie plate. Biddy's quiet for a bit as he flutes the crust of the pie in front of him, tongue poking out in concentration. When he's done, he fixes Will with a thoughtful look. Let me ask you, did he ever call Chris his boyfriend or partner or anything like that?
Of course he... Wait.
Will racks his brain but comes up blank.
He said Chris is his best friend and he really loves the guy and they're always texting or calling or Skyping and he's been really sad because he thought Chris' schedule wouldn't let him come up here for the holidays.
So, don't you think there's maybe this slight possibility that they actually are just best friends?
I don't know, Biddy. You should have heard him talking about him. His whole face just lights up.
So, I probably shouldn't mention that anytime someone mentions you or the diner when he's in my pie shop, his face gets all gooey then.
It what?
You had. He nods to the empty pie crust in front of Will. Are you gonna fill that anytime soon?
Right. Sorry.
In the grand tradition of small towns everywhere, the best place to hold a town-wide dance is the high school gym. Credit where credit is due, whoever they found to execute Lado's vision did a fantastic job. The room barely looks like sweaty 16-year-olds could have ever set foot in it. The ceiling and walls are draped with soft gold fabric, large glittering snowflakes hanging between the folds. The tables are laid with ivy and holly and poinsettias. There's a live band set up on stage, and the scent of all the food makes Nursie's mouth water. He showed up alone, and a little early, hoping that Will and Biddy might need a hand setting up the pies, but neither of them is here. Chad has split off at the top of Main Street to go pick up Caitlin so they could walk over together. As more people trickle in, his mood lifts as he recognizes more and more faces. Dr. Alarancy, strolling in with his gym teacher girlfriend, March. Lado and Shitty on a double date with Jag and Biddy. The trio of high schoolers that Will employs after school. River, Jonathan and Lucas. Tony and his wife Denise, owners of the local dance school. He's been here almost a month and he's already integrated into this community. Nessie has been missing the feeling of belonging since he graduated college, and he's unspeakably grateful this Christmas Eve to have found it again. Finally, finally, he spots Will. He's dressed smartly, full suit with an emerald green shirt with two buttons undone, a hint of collarbone showing. Nursie can't stop staring as Will looks around, enchanted by the decorations, before his gaze catches on Nursie himself. Will's eyes widen and his mouth drops open in what Nursie hopes is awe and not horror. He smiles nervously at Will, inviting him to come over and chat with a jerk of his head. Will comes over, still gaping a bit, and Nursie relaxes as he gets a whiff of his cologne. Hi, Will.
Hey, Nursie, he rasps out. You look, really good tonight.
Thanks. You look pretty great yourself. Nursie brings his hand up to adjust Will's lapel where it's gotten mussed somehow. The motion seems to jerk Will out of his stupor, and he hastily takes a step back, looking around guiltily. Nursie frowns.
Are you all right? Fine, fine. Where's Chris? I figured he'd be with you tonight.
I think he's still on his way here with Caitlin.
Oh?
Did she not tell you? Well, I guess you haven't seen anyone but Biddy and Jack the last 2 days, helping with all the pies. Anyway, I dragged him to your diner the first day he got here, and they literally ran into each other. And no matter what anyone else tells you, it was only a teeny bit my fault. Don't let Lalo tell you otherwise. And hit it off. They were all blushy and cute, and when he heard about the snowflake dance and wanted to come, she immediately asked him to be her date. Isn't that adorable? Will's face is a mask of shock, and Nursey waves his hand in front of his face to try and snap him out of it. Will? Will's mind is going a mile a minute, and he's sure his face is doing something dumb as he processes Nursey's words. I think he's still on his way here with Caitlin. Hit it off. Lashy and cute, asked him to be her date. Will? The sound of his name knocks him out of his spiral, and he refocuses on Nursey's concerned face. He opens his mouth, intending to ask Nursey to dance or to sit with him or to possibly leave immediately and go make out at his house and just never leave. But what comes out instead is, I thought he was your boyfriend. Because he is a grade A idiot. What? Chris, I thought he was your boyfriend. What on earth gave you that idea? Nursey asks, lips twitching. Just the way you talk about him. I just really love the guy, you know? He explains, throwing up air quotes as he speaks. Nursey cracks up. I can't believe. Me and Chris? I think I made a valid assumption. Will protests. But he can feel his own lips trying to curve in a grin in response to Nursey's obvious amusement. I've never been into Chris. He's my best friend in the entire world, and he is damn fine, but absolutely not for me. Right. Nursey's chuckles die down in favor of a calculating expression. It's ironic, really. He's been chirping the hell out of me for having a crush the size of the moon on the dino owner, and all this time you thought he was my boyfriend. Will swears, his heart skips a beat. A crush? On me? His voice hasn't been this high since before puberty. Yep, huge one, Nursey says, casual as anything, stepping a bit into Will's personal space. This time, he doesn't back up. That's convenient. Oh? He takes a deep breath to gather his courage and meets Nursey's green eyes squarely. Because I've been gone on you since you walked into my diner on the 1st of December. Merry Christmas to me. Nursey's smile takes his breath away. Will takes a step closer, close enough that he can feel the heat of Nursey's body through their layers. With a shaking hand, he cups Nursey's jaw and leans in. Nursey's mouth meets his halfway in a kiss that feels like answers, like warm socks fresh from the dryer, like fizzing soda. Will manages to kiss him sweetly for a few long moments before his giddiness bubbles over, breaking the kiss with a grin and breathless laughter. He doesn't go far, just pulls back enough to lean his forehead against Nursey's. Would you like to dance? I'd love to, but after we eat. I've been smelling those pies you have made for a half an hour now. Deal. Should we sit? Nursey tangles their fingers together, tugging Will to the table where he can see Caitlin sitting next to a smug Chris Chow. He steadfastly ignores Biddy's gleefully smirking face when they pass him. Hey, Caitlin. Chris, this is Will Poindexter. He runs the diner. Good to meet ya, Chris says, looking pointedly at their linked fingers. Also, he's my boyfriend now. Thank God. Caitlin says, if he pined any harder, he'd be a tree.
Chris cackles and throws his arm over her shoulder. You're all the worst, Will says with absolutely no heat. You love all of us, don't front, Nurse says, sitting and pulling Will down as well. He scoots his chair as close as possible to Will's and leans their shoulders together. Will leans into the contact and drops a kiss on his boyfriend's cheek. Yeah, I do, Will admits. The rest of the night is a blur of good food, affectionate teasing, and dance after, with Nancy in his arms. They sway and twirl together under the soft, sparkling lights of the dance floor, never breaking contact. Will walks him home, clasped hands swinging between them, and lets himself be kissed breathless on Nancy's front porch. He stumbles over the threshold when Nancy drags him inside, heat gleaming in his green eyes. Between hot kisses and soft sheets, Will realizes that he's in love with Nancy, probably has been for a while. It's definitely too early to tell him that. They've known each other for less than a month and dating less than 5 hours. Will can't give voice to his visions of a grey-haired Nancy next to him on the porch swing, wrinkled hand in wrinkled hand. Not tonight. He'll save it for the second date.